I don't think of her that way.
But she is a dog.
Shush. Come, kiss the children goodnight.
She's a dog. I don't see why we can't say that in front of her. Good night, Wendy.
Good night, my darlings.
Good night, John.
Good night, Father. Good night, Father and Mother.
Good night, Michael.
And good night, Nana. Did you hear that, dear? She said good night to you.
A dog is a nanny.
There was never a simpler, happier family until the coming of Peter Pan. Mrs. Darling first heard of Peter when she was tidying up her children's minds. It is the nightly custom of every good mother, after her children are asleep, to rummage in their minds and put things straight for the next morning, repacking into their proper places the many articles that have wandered during the day. When you wake in the morning, all the thoughts which you went to bed with have been folded up small and placed at the bottom of your mind. And on the top, beautifully aired, are spread out your prettier thoughts, ready for you to put on once you're awake. Occasionally in her travels through her children's minds, Mrs. Darling found things she could not understand, and of these, quite the most perplexing, was the word Peter. It seemed that Mrs. Darling could just barely remember a Peter Pan who was said to live with the fairies. There were odd stories about him, as that when children died he went part of the way with them so that they should not be frightened. She had believed in him at the time, but now that